A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was evening on the day Jesus rose from the dead, the first day of the week. And the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. This weekend, I'm going to start a new message series for Easter that is called "We Are an Easter People: Joyful Signs of the Gospel." And we celebrate Easter, and we go through. We've had probably beautiful family gatherings. We had beautiful celebrations here in all of our churches and our family of parishes. But how does that Easter joy continue to fuel us? We're an Easter people. How does it, the celebration of Easter is one thing, but also then, how does it kind of permeate our hearts and to our souls, and how does it change kind of how we live? And we've heard, I'm going to refer back to, we heard almost about 38 years ago, St. John Paul II, we heard his quote. He said, "We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song." You may have been familiar with that. That's kind of the springboard for this series. Pope John Paul II said this in 1986 in November during a visit to Australia during the Angelus. He said this, "We do not pretend that life is all beauty. We are aware of darkness and sin, of poverty and pain, but we know Jesus has conquered sin and passed through his own pain to the glory of the resurrection." Now, we do have challenges in our lives. We have struggles and difficulties, but the Lord is there with us because he's gone through them. And through the resurrection, he changes our lives. He went on to say this, "We are an Easter people and Alleluia is our song." And he referenced, he really probably took this from St. Augustine, who kind of said almost the same words, but he had written some reflections on St. Augustine that year. "We are not looking for a shallow joy, but rather a joy that comes from faith, that grows through unselfish love. We realize joy is demanding, it demands unselfishness." If we want Easter joy, the joy of the resurrection, St. John Paul II is saying we have to live unselfish lives. Of course, Jesus laid down his life not for himself, but for us. And if we're going to experience that joy, but more importantly, share that joy in the midst of the challenges and struggles of our lives, we have to be an Easter people that draws close to Jesus, who is alive, who died and rose again. And that is, in a sense, in the mission that we hear in the gospel as Jesus appears to the apostles. And when we come to Mass, this mission is to share that joy. But we need to experience it. We need to absorb that deep joy, not this kind of shallow joy, but a joy that comes from faith. And that energizes us to be able to share that joy generously to those who are going through difficulties. So at this first homily of this series, which begins here next weekend, we'll be at Blessed Sacrament St. Agnes, and then I take a break. I'm at Our Lady of Victory. Then I'll be back here for the third and final homily. Today, I just want to say this. Easter joy demands unselfish love, growing the gift of new life for everyone around us. If we want faith to grow, grace to grow, joy to grow, we have to give it away. We have to be unselfish. Give it to others. Give it to those who don't experience it. That's how it grows. That's how it magnifies, not only for them, but also for us. Now, Easter is not just this routine that we go from now until Pentecost and summertime. The ritual and the celebration of the season should challenge us, invite us, draw us in to have that Easter joy. In the gospel, we just heard Jesus say, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And then Jesus says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." The resurrection leads to automatically and immediately to mission. Jesus appears, offers peace, and says, "Now I'm sending you. As the Father has sent me on this mission to bring joy, to bring deep joy, to bring eternal life, now I'm sending you." And that means all of us. This unselfish acts of love brings joy, brings Easter joy, which is very different, because Easter joy never fades away. Easter joy doesn't get shaken in times of difficulty, in times of suffering, in times of darkness, if we invite and hang on to it. Easter joy never wears out, as opposed to maybe some of the other joys in this world. You know, even March Madness, if you watched some of the games last night, it'll be over on Monday. Some will be joyful, some will be sad because they lost. But Easter joy, because it's rooted in the gift and the presence of Christ, doesn't fade away. But the resurrection calls us to mission. How are we called to live out and to share that joy? To have Easter joy, you must encounter Jesus through the eyes of faith. There's this picture. There's a picture, and I'm going to zoom in the next slide in a second. But there's a Stations of the Cross I discovered at the Shrine of the Black Madonna in Poland, in Jasna Góra in Częstochowa. And there's a Way of the Cross that has 18 stations, not 14. In fact, the originals were in the 30s. So the ones that we have are scaled down. But this one was done by an artist for the Jubilee year of 2000. And there are 18 stations that go through Jesus's life, but intertwines Polish history, Polish saints. And this one is all about Thomas. Because of course in the gospel, Jesus appears to the disciples, to the apostles. Thomas isn't there. Only in the second time, he says, "I gotta see his hands, I gotta see his side, I need to see him to believe." Well, it's easy for the apostles, the other ones that were there. He's alive. We've seen him. And we want to see Jesus. And we can see him, maybe not in the flesh of the wounds in the side, but we see him in so many ways. But in this Station of the Cross, it talks about this challenge of kind of the world and Thomas and kind of how we look through the eyes of faith. Certainly Jesus is the figure, but when you zoom into this picture, there's an image of a gentleman in a medical uniform, probably a doctor or something. That is Thomas, according to this artist. And how in our world today, what seems to be the only truth that our culture sees is science. Everything has to be proven. If it can't be proven by science, it doesn't exist. But the artist, where the red circle is a young child who just embraces the risen Lord. And the artist says, that's faith. Doesn't mean we disregard science. In fact, science and the advancements we have are just proofs of a genius, a God who loves and who has order in this world. But science doesn't answer the questions of why, and science never will answer the questions of faith. And our faith is not a bunch of doctrines or proofs. It's about a relationship with the Lord. And this young person, in innocence and in grace, embraces Jesus. If we want to experience Easter joy, and we want to encounter Jesus, we have to do that through eyes of faith that goes beyond what science can give. They're not contradictory, by the way. Faith and science do not contradict. They're not opposites. But in order to embrace that Easter joy, we need to be able to look through the eyes of faith that Jesus is alive and to embrace him, to allow him into our hearts. There's lots of ways we see Jesus, and I see it in our family of parishes. This is an older photo of a group of people who help in our interfaith caring kitchen that takes place every 2 weeks at St. Ursula's. Caring for those who are in need. This next photo is a photo of those at our St. Agnes Soup Kitchen on its 10th anniversary. That soup kitchen started in 2003, that continues on every week, taking care of those who are in need, being Christ and feeding Christ in those who are poor, those who are abandoned, those who are forgotten. We see the risen Lord in so many ways. Anyone who's involved in the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, on Fridays here for the lunch at the Spirit and Life Center, to those who do home visits, to those at Blessed Sacrament on Thursday afternoons that encounter those who need a helping hand, who need someone to walk with them, give them a little bit of assistance, to be able to express the gift of the resurrection. Through eyes of faith, we see the risen Lord through each of us. And sharing that joy. Coming up at the end of April, we have our annual memorial mass on the 28th of April here at St. Joseph's, Pentecost Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, where we're inviting everyone back whose funerals we've celebrated to pray together, saying Jesus is alive and that we're with you. Because all of us need to be reminded through one another that Christ is alive and Christ is with us. And even in the challenge of losing a loved one, God's light shines. We have many socials and opportunities in our family parishes. On Thursday mornings after the Mass at St. Ursula's, we have our Good Place Cafe where we all gather together. We have students from the school that come together and just be together. Have some cookies and snacks and drinks. Encountering one another. We have all these different social opportunities. They're not just to have fun, but they're to see the Lord and celebrate that joy that only Jesus can give. And finally, one of the other events coming up in May is our Horizons of Hope, which was established by the Canadian bishops to look at the dignity and sanctity of our lives and the challenges of medically assisted suicide and kind of our culture today that doesn't value and cherish the gift of life. And this workshop is going to happen through May to kind of look at the gift of palliative care, the gift of how we take care of those who are in need. All different ways in which the Lord manifests himself presents himself and tells us through each of us, saying, peace be with you. So how can we have this growing Easter joy? As I wrap up, just 3 points. How can we grow that grace of the resurrection? The first is this: where can I give rather than receive in my daily life? Connects with St. John Paul II. This unselfish love brings joy. Am I taking more than I'm giving? Now, where can I give myself more than receive? What are the needs I see around me, and what will I do? Sometimes we look at it, all of these needs, well, Father, why aren't you taking care of this? Or we're looking at someone else to do something. But where there are needs, where can I help? Where can I invite my friends, my neighbors, to help make those things happen? Again, when we share that joy, it's going to grow. And finally, stay close to the risen Lord who fuels us. Just like that young child embracing Jesus in that scene of that station of the cross. We know where to find the Lord. Now, yesterday morning, I heard lots of confessions for Divine Mercy Weekend. Lots. It's beautiful. People are looking for that grace, for that joy that never fades and can never be taken away. So as we continue in our Mass, Easter joy demands unselfish love, growing the gift of new life for everyone around us. We give ourselves away, we give this Easter joy away that we have. It's going to grow, it's going to multiply, because of course we are an Easter people, and the world needs to see joyful signs of the gospel.